The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's a return to the A to Z of Merseyside football with John Keith. Each and every week at this time, we are advancing through the alphabet and picking out the very best in the absolutely illustrious history of Merseyside football. So John is choosing certain names. Doesn't just have to be footballers' names. Could be grounds, could be anything. But we are on names at the moment. We're on the letter F as well. And we've had Robbie Fowler last week. We have Duncan Ferguson, Joe Fagan. But there's plenty more big name Fs to come. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Where are we restarting?
Well, we're restarting about a man called David Fairclough. Now, it's not given to many footballers to be a prototype, the first of a kind. But in David's case, it's something that sat rather uneasily on his shoulders because his talent for making a belated appearance and changing a game made him the first super sub. And during his Liverpool playing days, he made no secret of the fact that he'd rather start games than sit on the bench. And even his subsequent reflections have barely changed his ambivalent opinion of the role that made him a household name. Yet there's no doubt that his place in the folklore of Merseyside football is assured. And a few fleeting seconds of action on a March evening at Anfield in 1977 elevated him to that legendary status. Liverpool were 2-1 ahead of St Etienne at Anfield in the European Cup quarter-final. They were heading out of the competition on the away goal rule when, with 6 minutes left, Ray Kennedy prodded the ball forward and substitute Fairclough latched onto it. He'd been sent on by Bob Paisley with the simple instruction to run at them. And run Fairclough did. The lean, red-headed raider set off on a 40-yard gallop as everyone in the 55,000-plus crowd held their breath. On and on he went, and as the ball flashed off Fairclough's boot and into the cop net, the explosion of delight threatened to raise the roof as the super sub disappeared under a mound of congratulatory teammates. I knew I had to concentrate on getting my shot on target, said Fairclough. I managed to keep it low, and it was a great feeling to see it hit the net. Paisley's team, of course, went on to lift Liverpool's first European Cup, and he said of that contribution, I sent Davy on because we needed to change the pattern and make the French think a bit, and there's nobody better than Davy to do that. Well, he's certainly right about that.
Although the frustrations for David are, he plays that game,
yeah.
But of course his place in the team isn't secure at all. They've got a semi-final and a final, and he still feels sort of the one left out.
Exactly, and that feeling never left him, which we'll come on to in this piece. Now, a year earlier than that St Etienne heroics, on Grand National morning, April 1976, it was Everton on the receiving end of one of substitute Fairclough's late sabotage acts when, only 2 minutes left of a goalless Mersey derby, he sped past a posse of Everton players and fired Liverpool to victory. I can still see the Everton players in a line that he'd gone past as the ball went in the net. It was devastating for Everton, and of course the Kop were in ecstasy. Fairclough's career figures at Anfield from his debut in 1975.
Just a quick one, yes, on that Everton game as well, because he, yeah, tells the story how he, yeah, scored the goal, but then, of course, a late penalty was awarded to Liverpool, and it was going through his head that he'd have all the headlines in, yeah, that game. And, yeah, a late penalty was awarded. I can't remember who was going to come up and take it. And he always tells the story how whoever it was who was taking it, it might have been Phil Neal, I don't know.
Yeah,
he wanted them to miss. Because he wanted all the glory, he wanted the headlines.
Yeah, well, he would do, wouldn't he?
But that is a substantial game which led them to the league title, isn't it?
Very much so,
of course, the win against Wolves on the final day.
That's right, yeah, exactly. Oh, his part in Liverpool's success is phenomenal, but I always get the impression that he feels his career is a little bit unfulfilled.
Mm.
But his career figures at Anfield from his debut in 1975 to his departure to Swiss club Lucerne in 1983. 55 goals in 154 appearances. He started 92 games, scoring 37 times. He had 62 outings as a substitute and he scored a club record 18 goals in those appearances as a sub. His honours comprise 4 league title medals, 2 European Cup, 1 UEFA Cup, 2 League Cup, 1 Super Cup and 4 Charity Shield. His omission by Paisley from the team and the bench for the 1977 FA Cup final and his non-participation in the European Cup final 4 days later wounded him. And as I said earlier, his autobiography suggests an uncomfortable relationship with Paisley and a career somewhat unfulfilled. He later played for Tranmere, where he won a Leyland DAF Winners' Medal in 1990, and Wigan. In 2015, David's drive to raise £500,000 to build a block for patients' families at the Walton Centre in memory of his late wife Jan reached fruition when it opened with accommodation for 8 families. And that's a wonderful thing he's done there, because it means that families of patients who are being treated can actually stay on the premises. And it's a wonderful thing he did. And it was done very, very quickly. He really put his heart and soul into that, did David.
Lovely, lovely stuff there in memory of his wife, Jan. I just want to pick out another David Fairclough memory, and that was his hat-trick against Norwich.
Oh, yes.
Which, of course, was absolutely brilliant if you go back and have a look at it. But again, it was another of those ones where he was a little bit concerned that it was overshadowed, because I think the goal of the season was scored that day. Was that Justin
Fashanu?
It
was indeed, yes, it was.
Yeah, and
yes,
he still talks now about how he'd got this hat-trick and thought, I'm going to be all over the back pages. And then Justin Fashanu scores one of the great goals.
And you still see it now on Match of the Day when they do commemorative clips. There is the goal of the season and whatever it was, yeah. Yeah, that's David, but, you know, what a terrific player he was.
And actually shouldn't worry about that super sub tag.
Of course
you
shouldn't.
It's good to have your own identity.
I told him
that.
Everyone tells you that, but it's what's in his own mind, isn't it, I suppose?
Okay. David Fairclough, one of the Liverpool greats in terms of strikers. And from him, we are going on to a guy with a rather unusual name.
Well, we are, Stephen. Probably not a lot of people around today will have heard of him. He comes from the early years of the 20th century. His name was Harold Tatto Fyshwick. Now, that's some name. He was a phenomenal Tranmere Rovers goal-scoring centre-forward despite standing only 5'5" and weighing just 11 stone. He was a coal miner before his football career blossomed. He was signed from Prescott Wireworks by Tranmere during their pre-football league days in May 1907. And his middle nickname, Tatto, related to his birthplace of Thatto Heath, St Helens. So they obviously felt it better to say Tatto than Thatto. So there you are.
Right.
He was known as
Tatto.
Let's
turn the H out.
Yeah. He became an instant hero at Tranmere. He scored 5 in his first 2 games, and his speed off the mark and fierce shooting compensated for his lack of inches and pounds. He won a championship medal in the old combination in his first season at Tranmere, and he equaled the competition's record by scoring 6 in a game in 1908, and during 1911-12, he scored 11 goals in 4 games. Despite living and training on his own, he scored a remarkable, this is amazing stat, 140 goals in 193 Tranmere outings.
Wow.
Yeah. No wonder the club's wonderful complete record book hails him as, quote, the John Aldridge of his era. So that was Harold Tatto Fyshwick.
Are there any pictures of Harold if you go down to Tranmere? I've been in some of the lounges. I've never seen a picture of Harold.
Well, there should
Tatto
be.
Fyshwick.
I think, don't
should,
you?
With that sort of record, shouldn't
yeah,
there?
Exactly.
Absolutely fantastic. David Fairclough and Harold Tatto Fyshwick, our latest 2 inductees into the A to Z of Merseyside football with John Keith. I'm finding it absolutely fascinating. Hope you are too. And we'll be back again next week with another couple of inductees. And by the way, if you do want to get your hands on John's brilliant book From Reykjavik to Rome, all about Liverpool's European success, you can find it in some local booksellers in Crosby and Heswell. It's still out there. It's absolutely fascinating. Great
can
reach.
I just say, if people want it mail order, they can ring 0773 715 666.
John, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Steve.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.